Good afternoon, all. I'm Ravenice, and these are the five things you need to know today. In world news, a woman named Iman al-Obidai, who claimed she was raped by loyal forces to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, is no longer in government custody. According to CNN.com, al-Obidai's father said he had no idea where she was. According to CNN.com, Iman had not been seen since she entered the hotel in Tripoli where international journalists were having breakfast. Iman then showed the journalists her bruises and claimed that she had been held for 2 days and raped by 15 men. Even though her injuries seemed to be consistent, CNN could not independently verify al-Obidai's story. And as all of you know, it was April Fool's last week, and some of you might have pranked your friends all in good fun, but a woman took a prank to the next level. According to FoxNews.com, a secretary at a Cleveland city hall told her boyfriend that she was hiding under her desk because there was a gunman shooting in the city hall. Like a good boyfriend, he called 911 and told the police what was happening. When the police arrived and found no gunman, the woman was arrested. She was then released on Sunday evening and is scheduled for a disciplinary hearing today. That just goes to show, watch out who you prank because it may backfire. In state news, according to KTLA.com, on Thursday, a Glendale resident left his 14-month-old daughter in the car while he went into Costco to fill a prescription. Passersby saw the child in the car and alerted police. Police say the temperature in the car was a whopping 115 degrees. The child was unharmed and released to her mother the same evening, but the father was arrested and released on a $100,000 bail. That's a pretty penny to leave your kid in the car. On city news, kind of sad, guys, a veteran canine handler is in critical condition today after being shot in the face for responding to a domestic violence call. According to the Los Angeles Times, Officer Steve Jenkins was critically but guarded condition and is undergoing surgery to repair the damage to his jaw. Wow. In local news, all of you people here at Pierce College who want to enjoy some sun and some wildlife, come down to College Farm Walk. It's back, so please come enjoy it. The event is for all ages and has all kinds of activities such as face painting for the kids, exotic animal show, and hay rides. So all it takes is a $5 donation to get the party started. It's located here at Pierce College, and you can't miss it. It's huge. And I think that's all the time I have. I'm Ravenice, and those are the five things you need to know today.